Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. We're in Chapter 17, Making and Reaching Worthwhile Goals. Life is a process of setting and reaching goals. Formulating and achieving worthwhile goals adds meaning to your life. Even if one's life is very challenging, having worthwhile goals raises the quality of your life. The happiest people are those who strive for worthwhile goals, not those whose life seems to be just fun and games. People with a positive self-image believe in their ability to attain meaningful goals. Ultimately, the goals we set for ourselves is totally dependent and interacts with our self-image, because the more we believe we can make great goals and reach them, the more we'll set greater goals. As a teacher of mine, the late Rabbi Gabriel Ginsburg, used to say, when you reach for the stars, you might not catch any, but at least you won't get your hands in the mud. By being goal-oriented, and it's really worthwhile having teachers and coaches to help you strive for goals, having friends, having a group of people together that each one will enhance the other one's life greatly by helping them reach their goals. And there's some known as mastermind groups. Mastermind groups is when a group of like-minded people can have goals even in different areas, but every person wants to give ideas and suggestions and encouragement to every other member of the group. If you can have your own group of people, each one enhancing the goals of others, is terrific. Goal thinking enhances one's life. And that is one of the number one things that makes a difference in people who achieve in life, people who accomplish. Now, we've all accomplished many things in life. Think about what inner resources have helped you in the past make and reach goals. What goals you've reached and what strengths you've had in order to reach those goals. So that's so life enhancing. What goals have I reached? Think about different skills you have, talents you have, abilities you have. Don't take anything for granted and see what enabled me to make and reach those goals. So being goal-oriented, thinking in terms of goals, and keep asking yourself, what's my goal for now? What's my goal for today? What's my goal for this interaction? What's my goal in listening to this idea? When you see another person, what's my goal for interacting with this person? What can I do to be a source of positivity in this person's life? And especially when you're thinking in terms of building someone's self-image, what's my goal? What do I want this person to gain from our interaction? How would I like to enhance this person's life? So keep thinking of goals, and you'll find yourself reaching more goals, and every goal that you reach builds your self-image more. And even if you make a goal and don't reach the goal, give yourself credit for having made the goal. Learn what you can learn from the experience. And every experience is a teacher of ours, and each experience of making and reaching goals enhances our life in so many ways.